Hello, and welcome to a mini-sode of My Streaming Bubble, the podcast where I talk about the shows I love with the people I tolerate. I'm your TV watching and talking host, Jen, and today's little mini-bubble is a watch party with Laura, because a lot of what we have seen and kind of a little bit about what we've read about this series has not been the most flattering. And I decided I need Laura's reactions in real time. And so we will be watching the first episode of the live action Avatar: The Last Airbender. So we were going to try and do a live watch of all the episodes, but I'm entering March birthday madness, and that scheduling is going to be too much. I don't want to do that.
Fair.
So we will be doing the watch party for this episode, but we will then reconvene after we have watched the season on our own and share our thoughts on what we had seen. So with that said, hi, Laura.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome.
Yeah. Happy to be here. Maybe not so happy about the show based on what the headline said. Everything you sent me, I couldn't stop myself from reading the headlines, but I did not click on them because I'm just like, no, I can't do it.
I did not click on any of I just read the headlines and they just got worse and worse. And I was like, oh no. Like, Laura was smart to not get too hopeful with this, because although it does have like a 7.4 or something on IMDb, which,
oh, that's respectable.
Isn't that bad?
Okay,
so maybe it won't be too bad. I mean, I do expect obviously some changes and whatnot, but hopefully it's nothing too terrible.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
Yes, we will. So, all right. So we'll do a quick IMDb synopsis. A young boy known as the Avatar must master the four elemental powers to save the world and fight against an enemy bent on stopping him. My little synopsis is, I swear to God. That's all I got to say right now.
So. You had one job.
So, all right, Laura, are you ready to hit play on this bad boy?
I am.
All right. So 3, 2, 1, play. In partnership with Nickelodeon. I guess that makes sense.
I'm surprised they wanted to put their name on it. Didn't the creators walk away from this?
Yeah, I think so. And I feel like this was definitely one that felt like it took forever from the time that it was announced to like now.
Yeah.
Like, I do like the casting.
I hope I like the casting. I don't know yet.
I guess I'm just still comparing it to what we have seen in the past.
We don't talk about that. There is no movie.
Yeah, my bad. I don't know what I was saying.
Okay, the fire effects are pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I think Earthbenders are really underrated.
I agree. And it's like, how can that even be like tough?
I know, right? I want one of those birds.
I instantly thought like chocobo.
That's exactly what I thought it was.
Okay, so it's not that? Huh.
It's no coincidence Final Fantasy VII Rebirth came out today, so it's on the mind.
It's funny because there is like the slightest delay and I can hear your TV. I'm getting like a half a second dialogue spoiler.
Rally the other nations. One of those mildly inconvenient evil things.
And Ong. Sorry, I had to. I didn't have to, but I really wanted to.
I wish there was a Key and Peele sketch. Like, it just bad pronunciations of all their names. A-Ong. A-Ang. I don't know. I'm sorry, why would airbenders be amazed at the fact that he's
They're
airbending?
probably just like, oh, look at that Aang just fluttering about. He better do his like little magic trick, you know, that he does. You know what I'm talking about. He has his hands up and he's like spinning little balls. He always makes that like
That's just
dorky ass
money.
face.
Yeah. Said no student ever.
What's that?
So the
Oh, just him
next
saying you
comic
want to spend
episode,
more time with your
just do a little
teachers.
look.
Oh, look at all those sky bison. They're my favorite because they're fluffy and I really want a pet one.
Right? Oh, I want to ride one.
Well, yeah, I guess that too.
Like it looks so comfy and cozy because they're so fluffy.
Yeah, it'd be like riding on a sectional couch or something.
Yes.
Budget waiting for us. We need to go talk to the council. Now, 12. We can't ask
This is
this
giving
of
you
you.
Star
Why
Wars
was Chosen and
flashbacks.
planning to attack you today? About responsibility, expectations, sacrifice.
I mean, now I can't like unsee it.
At least 7 days
Sorry.
before he learns these things.
Oh, he's so cute.
Yamcha says
So
something about a
fluffy.
matter.
I want to pinch his cheek.
Wait, I need to
Appa needs
remember
a
who I
translator collar, like the dog in Up.
Hell yeah, like Doug.
Yeah, Doug, that's his name.
Hello,
Hello, Doug.
Oh, through the magic of subtitles, I just learned that bison can purr.
Oh man, I'd love to like hear a purring bison, like flying bison. How much reverberation do you think that is?
I don't know. It'd be like one of those massage chairs in
Like
the
classic mall massage chairs.
They have to
That's
redo
so
all of them
cute.
now to look like Abba.
That'll get people back in the mall.
Sure.
Sure.
We're being stealthy and sneaking up at night, but we'll all do a grunt at the same time.
So now we have to watch all the airbenders get all time lorded
Yep. I guess we can see how they fight.
with air.
Yeah. Not really something you can see, I guess. Oh my God, it's like those phony martial arts videos like that are choreographed.
The
You just
Chi
like some
Masters.
old dude just touches you and you like collapse.
Oh my God, Timmy is obsessed with the Chi Master videos on
That does not surprise me at all.
the craziest things. Like, who are you people?
I don't know. I'm more concerned about all the people who have bought into it to the degree that they have.
No shit. I'm just like they it ha they everyone all has to be in on it. It can't be real. I don't want to believe that it is.
I don't know. I mean, people will believe anything if they want to.
Yeah.
I forgot they fight with sticks. Yeah, wooden sticks seem perfect against people who can, wield fire.
Right?
I don't see any problems at all.
Plus, air, which is, fuels fire.
They should have been allies. I don't know what Sozin's problem is.
Whole different show. No, don't do it. It's a trap.
You'll never make it.
There's
Oh, the
like
kid's
nowhere
huddling in a
safer.
corner. Oh, that's
That's not
not
like
a good idea.
literally nowhere safer.
No, apparently not. They never thought about safe rooms or like
Mm-mm.
tunnels, secret tunnels.
Oh, always gotta have secret tunnels.
Oh, that's harsh.
That's a rough way to go.
Wow. Ugh.
Fire tornado. Fire NATO.
So what do the other benders have, those once every 100 year type things? Or is it just the Fire Nation that's so privileged?
Oh, it's all Fire Nation. God, so much pollution. Goodbye,
I was
ozone.
just thinking the same thing, the imagery of that. Here's this pristine icy, snowy, watery place. Mm-hmm. And then there's sooty black ships spewing out more soot.
Spreading their filth.
Ominously headed that way. You think they would have been like, hey, you know, with fire, we can make steam, so we can have a steamship.
Mm-hmm. No,
no.
Definitely had to go for the dirty, smoky imaging.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Are those Avatar tracking devices, and why does he have more than one?
Well, you know, he's a little obsessed.
Yeah, that's fair. I just didn't realize he was a collector.
Something, you know, they withheld from us in the animated series.
Yeah, so much more depth to his character already.
He collects things.
Mostly grudges.
He's super good at collecting those.
I didn't realize the arrow tattoos had so much detail to them.
I know, I just noticed that. I don't remember even seeing that like in the beginning part with all the other.
No, I didn't for any of them. They just had like, it looked like paint over their foreheads.
Yeah. Maybe it happened when he went into the Avatar state.
Maybe.
That blanket looked really cool.
Looks pretty comfy.
Everything looks really comfy. Like their clothes look really comfy. Like the fur trim, soft blue suede.
Do you think we'll find the Avatar because of the light? The burn on Zuko's face seems not significant enough.
Mm-hmm. It's red.
It just looks like it was airbrushed.
Mm-hmm. There's no like scarring or anything gross.
And then when you compare it to the sudden artistry in Aang's tattoos there, it's like, well, okay, you could have done better, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Aang and I just don't see things the same. I would not be happy to wake up in cold and snow.
Yeah, no shit.
My sky bison? Six legs? Horns?
Does that make Appa an insect?
Sky bison!
Repeating it doesn't help.
No, he's a sky bison. A sky bison.
Which is an insect?
Sky bison.
You know, he'll be fine in the cold.
Yeah.
He is the last airbender.
They said the name of the thing. I feel like she could have delivered that news a little nicer.
Yeah.
She's all like, here's this story that like everybody knows chops. Except you.
Sorry.
Loser. What?
Mutton chops. Oh. Look at those.
Look. Yeah.
Wow.
Those are something.
Wow.
Vital to the future of the Fire Nation.
And we is his job in this crew to cause diversions because it's working?
I hope he lives forever and ever.
I hope he lives as long as his mutton chops.
Oh, that would be like the way to dishonor him is shave his mutton chops.
You've shortened my life.
No, not my chops.
Not the gum drop button.
I'm sorry.
Shh, program's on.
Oh man, I want a Kiyoshi movie or something so bad.
Ooh, that'd be good.
No one comes here.
Well, yeah, because it's cold. Look at that place.
Yeah, that doesn't scream comfortable to me.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for all the snow and ice, I think being a water bender would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with the blood bending bit.
Hell yeah.
I'm not even.
No, not at all.
I mean, it tracks. I read the Percy Jackson books, and that was kind of my favorite sort of moment in those books, too.
Yeah, I think we've talked about that before. Have we? I think so.
I don't know.
I feel like we have. We talk a lot.
Yeah.
It happens. This might be like the longest we've gone not talking to each other.
Yeah.
Well, while on the same like Zoomy.
Tara got excited about airbending just now. I made a bomb.
Look what I can do.
Throw it at him.
Ooh, she didn't throw it at him.
Opportunity wasted.
Disappointment. Oh, look, it's the pollution boat.
Too bad she couldn't just go straight from making balls of water to capsizing a boat.
Right? Man, Katara, get it together.
Call yourself a waterbender.
After all this time, what could they possibly want?
Yeah. Well, and Katara, honestly.
You are the Avatar.
If I sang, I'd be like, I really don't like your grandma.
She's just here to...
on how she delivers her news.
Yeah. She's just here to scold me by telling me who I am.
Make me feel bad because everyone I know is dead.
I thought she was supposed to be more fun. Like, still, you know, hardened by war and everything, but fun.
Mm-hmm. I am Prince Zuko.
You look so cute in that little helmet.
Yeah, it suits him.
I don't know. He kind of just looks like he's playing dress up. You're like, look at me, I'm a big bad firebender.
It kind of is at this point in the series, though. Mutton Chop Dude, on the other hand, his mutton chops are completely obscured by his helmet strap. Mm-hmm. It's a travesty.
Unfortunate.
We overpower them. It's no contest. Well, where's the Lorien then?
Yeah, Mutton Chops.
Yeah, shut up, Mutton Chops. Mutton Chops needs to be just seen, not heard.
Yep. The look on Katara's face. They're really trying to sow the romantic seeds early.
Yeah.
And they don't need to.
I feel like there were a couple of things that they didn't need to do so far. I mean, that's definitely needed. The rocks. Kids chucking rocks.
Well, that ain't with the sticks, though.
It is like Star Wars. They're stormtroopers.
I'm the one you're looking for.
Really? What gave it away?
No shit.
I'm going to casually turn my back on Angry Fire Dude.
Bye, pollution boat.
They make it seem like it's such a quiet boat. I doubt that it actually is.
No shit.
I'm Iroh. Son of Fire
Lord. We finally said his name. God, I was waiting to see how long before someone said his name in the show.
I honestly thought maybe I missed it.
No. I swear that's the first time.
I do believe you are correct. You know, and he was in Star Wars.
You're right.
Oh my God. And you know, when we first saw a pollution boat rolling up to, Katara, the music sounded a wee Imperial Marchy.
Oh, I think you're right. I was just joking about the Star Wars references earlier.
But I mean, you know, and then obviously they killed all them kids.
Yeah, I know. I was like, don't huddle them all together. Did you learn anything?
Oh, shit. Just like in the corner, like in the main corridor.
It's even worse than when Anakin did it in the Jedi Temple.
So much worse. My God.
Okay, kids, huddle up where there's no exit.
Right here next to the front door. Oh, goodness.
I'm sorry. I really thought that Gyotsuka was supposed to be smarter.
Nope.
Apparently, that's the real power of Sozin's comet. It's not that the Fire Nation gets more powerful, it's that everyone else gets dumber.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably actually it. I could see the Fire Nation just thinking so highly of themselves that. They're like, we're stronger. It's like, no, everyone just got dumbed down.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not any better than you were yesterday. Sorry.
That would be so insulting to their egos, though. Yeah. It's like, why do you care? You still have the advantage. I love that Aang is wearing brightly colored clothes and he's completely different to everyone else. And he's trying to sneak on this soot covered ship.
I was going to say the same thing. Plus, you know, with his stick, his flying stick. Stall trying to duck around. Like, how
he got that fire far? Right now? I think he's on fire right now.
Oh, no.
Quick, use air.
Come on, Avatar.
What did she just do? That made it look like she shot a fireball at the fireball. What did she just do?
I think it was just a water ball.
Oh, it's a little visually confusing. But good job, Katara.
Good job on whatever it was you just did. I wasn't sure if it was like a water ball or like she managed to like shoot water up.
Like a geyser?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Geyser, that's the word.
Her signature move is Old Face.
It's her finishing move.
Boom, it's Mortal Kombat. Avatar style.
Oh my god.
Or you could do Marvel versus Capcom, but it's Avatar versus Avatar, because, you know, one of the actors was confused about which one he was auditioning for, apparently.
Oh my god, when I saw that headline, I was like, this at first I was like, is this an Onion article? This isn't then, real.
I saw that. I'm like, ah, figures, we live in the worst timeline.
We really do. It's been terrible for a while.
Wow, he got home fast.
Well, Appa.
I forget how fast he can fly, I guess. According to the music, he's being dramatic.
Mm-hmm. I think he really is. Dude, it's been 100 years. I mean,
what did you expect to find?
Right?
Like, even under better circumstances, he would have not survived. He was already old. Poor Gyatso.
Rip. All the flashbacky bits. Like, we just saw this.
I know. That looked very CGI there.
Mm-hmm. He didn't even look, like, real.
No. His face shape was totally different. Apparently that's part of the Avatar state.
Yeah. Your, like, head shape changes. He almost looked like the, what is it, the IP? I don't know. IP Man? One Punch Man?
Oh!
You know who I'm talking about?
I do, yeah. I can't think of his name right now, but I know who you're talking about. Felix still thinks Goku can beat him.
I mean, yes?
Probably not.
Okay.
I mean, all it takes is one punch. Goku lets himself get hit all the time.
That's a very good point.
Anything to get that.
Anything. Are you thinking like conspiracy board?
I am. I was also thinking murder board, like
yeah. Just either
only
way,
murders the board, in the building.
Get the lines going.
Now he's gonna set it on fire.
Well, you just put in all that work. Excuse me. All right, go ahead and stop that. All right, Laura, so what are your general thoughts? I have to admit, I was hoping you'd be angrier.
I was mildly entertained by some of the choices, I have to admit.
All right.
And Appa was a great distraction, and then mutton chops were a great distraction. Apparently, you gotta put fluffy things.
Some people, it's shiny things. And with Laura, it's fluffy, furry things.
Ooh, fluffy. What was I looking at?
Oh, shit.
Why did they wait so long to drop Iroh's name like that?
I don't.
Sorry, it's like they left it as some big reveal.
Right? Or just kind of, it's almost like they just went in assuming everyone's going to know who all these people are.
Well, that's a fair assumption. But
then, at the same time, like, you shouldn't assume that.
But then we went through the series opener twice.
Exactly.
Okay, come on. Everybody knows that.
And like, and what did you think of how the episode and the season starts with all that?
With the backstory that we don't
Yeah.
ever actually get like that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, like I said, very Star Warsy. And definitely clustering the kids in a corner with no other exit was a more efficient way to destroy all the kids in the pacifist temple. Wait, that's still Star Wars?
Wait, shit, what are we talking about today?
If you shoot stuff at firebenders, you're going to miss because you're stormtroopers. And as we can tell by the soot black ship and the general, I don't know, malevolence of Sozin, they're obviously dark side.
Obviously.
There are too many parallels, honestly. Like, I
Yeah.
think they were telling a story that was, alluded to and implied a lot in the cartoon, so like the groundwork for it was there, but did it have to be so close to Star Wars?
Yes.
It's its own story.
Maybe that's what happened when the original creators left, and then the rest of
Maybe that's why they
the
left. Our story is Avatar, not Star Wars.
Yeah, it was that's as soon as you said it, I'm not gonna be able to like unsee that and
Sorry.
unsee any parallels, whether they were intentional or not. Like I will have my own conspiracy board with the lines and the strings.
Yeah, I think now that that happened. I'm going to be looking for that in all of the remaining episodes, and I don't think that was my intention in the outset.
Well, now if anything else, if the whole rest of the season sucks, at least we will have that to keep us focused and entertained. Is
It's
we can
just a
keep a
new
little,
episode of Star Wars. It's
we'll
fine.
just keep like a little Star Wars counter in
But
our
like the
notes.
whole thing at the end there, where he's like, bring balance back to like balance back to the force. Like my mind automatically went force instead of world. And I was like, no, what have
No.
done? But look, I guess telling the story like that from the outset does means that they don't have to keep alluding to it through the series, but if this episode was any example, they're going to keep going flashbacky. Like, how do you go that flashbacky heavy in your first episode? Oh my God.
In case you weren't paying attention, they're like, no
Well,
one's
you
gonna
know,
remember this.
well, now that you bring that up, I suppose for all of us ADHD like viewers out there, maybe it's a good thing. I don't know. Trying to find the positive.
That's very big of you.
But I think the whole backstory for Aang and how he got trapped in the ball of ice was totally unnecessary.
I didn't really care for all that beginning stuff. Just
Yeah.
like all the it wasn't necessary. I don't know why they felt it was. Like I get you don't want to necessarily do like shot for shot ish for the like to like remake or whatever.
No, I know that.
But
Yeah.
at the same time it felt unnecessary.
It did.
And it feels like it cheapens also the relationship with Aang and Yotsu, if I said that right. Because
I said it wrong the first time too. I think it's Gyatso.
yeah, I don't yeah.
I'm just thinking of
Gyatso.
gyoza, like the dumplings,
Fair enough. Go to food. Classic us. But it's like it just felt like it was they were just laying it on too thick in the beginning of how much they mean, how important they are to each other and their friendship and yada yada, and then replaying it again 40 minutes later.
Was
And
too soon.
it just like I felt it just cheapened it.
But you're right, it does, because, that's him telling that story and like revealing more of it as he develops his bond with, Sokka and Katara, and all, that's them building their gang. Mm-hmm. And well, now how do they start? Oh, I can tell you how. He's going to tell them the whole story anyway through flashback.
Oh, God.
I'm calling it now.
And it's just going to be everything we saw in that opening sequence, maybe even a little bits like kind of before all leading up to all of that. I don't know. But yeah.
Initially, he'll leave out the whole, I was too scared to be the Avatar and all I wanted to do was play with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll reveal that part in some sort of emotionally climactic moment.
Mm-hmm. But I also feel like that would be, like, I could see them doing that. But again, it would be, like, unnecessary because you kind of already got that, not just from the very beginning, but then also with Katara's grandma just outing him.
Yeah. Okay, Gran.
Damn.
Where's Gran's personality? She's just a scolding robot.
Kind of, yeah. There's not a lot of like emotion or warmth or anything behind that.
There's only one emotion, and it's fuck you.
Yeah, pretty much. She just goes into telling this like old story. Everyone knows this, as if, but like clearly she knows he doesn't. And I don't know. It just very. Just kind of bitchy.
Yeah, kind of it catty. Really was.
A little right, petty.
That's not how I remember her being. So that's kind of sucky.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, Zuko's scar isn't enough of a scar. That was literally airbrushed onto his face.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost not even blended like, very well.
Almost as like an afterthought of like, oh shit, he's supposed to have like a scar. And you're right, especially compared to the detail in Aang's arrows, like after which he wakes up and everything. Like,
it's totally unnecessary. It's pretty.
It's
but
pretty.
It's totally unnecessary.
It's pretty. Oh, so far I like Sokka.
I do. Sokka is well cast. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely got the dry. You know, not over the top delivery of the humorous quips, which I love. That's that's well done. I don't know about Katara yet.
I'm not sure either.
I think Zuko seems like Zuko, but the costuming needs work, like we said. Weirdly, not so sure about Iroh yet either.
See, and it's like from the trailer and stuff, like Iroh was the one I had like the highest hopes for, but I also just like that actor.
I do too. I'm
so
just
maybe I was letting that kind of muddle my hopes and expectations.
I don't know. I just, even in the most serious moments, he always had that undercurrent of mirth.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what was missing. There was the scene towards the end though when he offered Aang some tea.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it first came through, and I was like, okay, maybe it'll be okay as we go along in the season. So I'm withholding judgment for now.
For now.
Love, Appa.
Of course. Have we mentioned that yet? I don't think you said that yet.
I just want to snuggle him.
Oh, he's so fluffy.
Imagine him hugging you with all six of his legs.
Just like laying down and just like snugging up next to him and taking a nap.
Oh, sounds awesome.
On like a nice spring day and some shade with a nice breeze. 74 degrees, low humidity.
What are some of your other thoughts about this first episode?
Well, I like the fight sequences. I think those are fun to watch. They seem very well choreographed. Some of the effects are pretty good and some are kind of lacking in other areas a bit.
Yeah, saw that too.
So it's kind of odd that it can't be a bit more consistent one way or another, or just kind of in the middle. So I wonder kind of what that's all about. Yeah, I didn't care for the beginning part. And like you, I'm a little unsure of Katara. She just kind of seems boring right now.
Yeah,
Like a wet blanket.
she seems to, well, she was a bit that way to start with anyway, but
Yeah.
she seems to be, I think my problem is that she's either this wise for her age person, or she's already making googly eyes at Aang, and that's the part that doesn't fit for me.
Yeah.
Like, I get her being a wet blanket at first and then opening up, you know, as the series goes on, but the googly eyes, no. That's not supposed to happen now.
Yeah, and you're right. They do seem to be kind of really pushing that, laying that on thick. I don't know how many episodes this is. Maybe it's one of those things where it's like there's just not enough episodes to flesh it all out, so everything feels just crunched and condensed and
That's a good point. I didn't check how many episodes there were. But
eight.
I can safely say that if I were to rewatch this episode again, I'd still laugh at the airbenders gawking at Aang while he was airbending.
That was a solid observation.
Why?
Whoa.
It wasn't even just like they were little
Whoa.
kids either, it was adults in there.
Whoa,
And they're just like, whoa.
look at him go. What's he
Hey,
doing?
did you forget you can do
Yep.
that too? Oh, man.
Oh, I'm not superly, I'm not like underwhelmed completely by the first episode, but I'm not. It just there wasn't enough to be super excited about, or was
Yeah, and
incredibly interesting.
it worries me that they only have 8 episodes and they felt the need to visually portray the origin of Aang's freezing for like half the episode. That seems a bit wasteful.
Yep. It was not at all necessary to
Like
talk
the
about
strength.
how he was gonna be the next Avatar. It's like,
Yeah, you know, you could set that
yeah.
story up in the opening credits, seriously. But,
Yeah.
like, the strength of these Avatar shows, whether it's this one or, you know, Legend of Korra, is the emotional depth and the complexity of the relationships that the characters have. I worry that this show is going to favor inconsistent but sometimes cool visual effects, rather than establishing those relationships and interactions.
You know, and I feel like that's okay, 'cause like I'll try not to be super spoilery, but like so we finished The Witcher season 3 and it was okay, but I really feel like overall, 'cause I think that was another 8 episode season, that these kind of shows, they need at least 12.
Yeah, why are they so against it?
I'm not entirely sure, but with 8, everything just feels a little rushed, a little. It's like, okay, I guess like that works. 'Cause like in Witcher season 3, it's like I know that all these characters are bonded and they all care about each other, and we get a bit of a montage and yada yada of everyone like living with each other and all of that. But I didn't really feel it. It's like I saw it, so I was like, okay, that works.
They checked a box.
They checked a box, and it's like I really could have used like maybe another day with like with the three of them just kind of living their life. And even in like season 2 with Ciri's training at Kaer Morhen, I felt like by season 3, she knew a lot, and yet Geralt's still training her and everything. But I'm like, I don't, how are you that good? And why are you not better with your magic? And what is going on? Like, something's, It
didn't seem right.
It didn't, yeah. It's kind of like if you have like a puzzle and the pieces don't fit perfectly together, but just enough where you can smash it in there and it's like, okay, that works. So, and I, since that's my take on The Witcher, just kind of overall, that third season, that does make me nervous for the rest of this season. It makes me nervous that like we won't even get the full series. And
No, I had that suspicion from the beginning.
oh
I mean,
yeah.
when the creators bounced, I'm like, okay.
I thought that was, I could have sworn that was going to be the end of it. But I
Like,
mean, who
no, we
knows?
committed to doing this. Forget all the other cool stuff we had that we canceled for no reason. We committed to this, and even though the creators think it's stupid, we're gonna keep doing it.
'Cause what do
They don't know anything. They're too
they
close to the material.
Yeah. We need like fresh eyes, hot takes.
Because they learned nothing from Game of Thrones going off of source material.
And
Nothing at all.
apparently that was also a big issue with like The Witcher as well, is how far it diverted from the books.
Yeah, and admittedly, I haven't read those books, so it's a little bit harder to gauge that. But, like, I've played the game. You've played the games. And even the divergence from that can be a bit jarring at times.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'll keep watching it. I'll have my Star Wars moment counter going on, make little tick marks.
Just don't make it a drinking game in case it's a lot.
Oh God, no. I felt like it was plenty even in this episode.
So I have to thank the episode for giving me so many opportunities to joke about it while I was watching it. I feel like that's an accomplishment, maybe.
Yeah, for a second I thought you said opportunities.
Maybe I did. I'm gonna do that from now on.
Yeah,
See if anybody
go there.
catches on.
Oh my gosh. All
And
right,
then if
well.
anyone says anything, I'm just gonna be like, oh, sorry, I was watching Avatar: The Last Airbender and I've got Appa in the
Just can't stop thinking about that big, fluffy, six-legged insect.
That's it, spin off. He needs his own show.
Absolutely.
A day in the life of Appa, a mini-sode.
Oh, just flying around, like taking naps,
Making weird noises.
making weird
Looking
noises.
all fluffy.
Yeah.
Maybe having a shower in a waterfall.
Oh, and then take another nap.
So cute.
So cute. Oh, I want a big Appa plushie.
Me too.
Like a,
Like one of
like a,
those like body pillow sized ones. That'd be
or
awesome.
even just like, like a sizable, like Squishmallow, just like that super soft,
Ooh,
squishy
fluffy
microfiber.
and squishy.
So that's what I want. I have a birthday coming up, just so you
That
know.
is
But
true.
all right. Anything else? Any other thoughts about the episode or fears or concerns about the rest of the season?
Oh, no, I think we've covered him pretty well.
Yeah, so we'll
We'll just
see.
have to wait and see.
All right, so that will do it for us today, but we will be back after we watch the full season to give our take on it, and who knows where we might end up from here.
Probably disappointed.
Probably, I was gonna say, I was like, I don't have a lot of, my hopes aren't super high. So, but until then, feel free to let me know what you thought of today's episode, or if you have a suggestion for a future episode, you can send all of that to mystreamingbubble@gmail.com. And be sure to be following all of my podcasts. So you can find this one, My Streaming Bubble, over there on Twitter at Streaming Bubble, no my in that, on Facebook, Instagram, and Threads as My Streaming Bubble. And you can listen on a podcast player near you, obviously. But then don't forget about my other podcast, Twin It to Win It, that I co-host with Aaron from It's a Fandom Thing. And you can follow us on Twitter at Twin It to Win Pod, no second it in that, on Facebook, Instagram, and Threads as Twin It to Win It Podcast. And you can listen to us on most podcast players. So, Laura, thank you so much for joining me this evening and doing this watch. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was.
Possibly more fun than maybe the episode itself. Sorry. But yeah, I look forward to covering the rest of the season with you in, well, I don't know, whenever we schedule that. So, all right. But until then, thank you everyone for listening and keep streaming. Bye.
Bye.